time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone.
It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's Artscape Weekend. In about an hour or so, the largest free arts festival in the country kicks off. This year, Artscape celebrates its 35th anniversary, and festival organizers expect hundreds of thousands of folks to hit the streets to take in lots of music, art, theater, and fashion. You can count on a lot of those folks coming out to catch a performance by Grammy Award-winning artist Wyclef Jean, who is headlining opening night tonight. Wyclef got his start with the hip-hop group The Fugees, and he has had a long and fascinating career. He's worked with the likes of Beyoncé and Shakira. He even ran for president of his native country, Haiti, back in 2010. His upcoming album, Carnival 3, comes out later this year. Wyclef Jean joins me on the phone. Welcome. How you doing?
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself, Baltimore, Ohio.
Well, I can tell you that you've already got our producer, Bridget Armstrong, in tears, so you're off to a really good start. The show tonight will be anticlimactic, I'm sure. So many things about your work is fascinating to me. You've worked with everybody from, you know, Destiny's Child to Whitney Houston to Mick Jagger, Paul Simon. I mean, what do you think it is about your work and your musical personality that attracts artists from such a wide spectrum to want to work with you?
Well, everybody has somebody that they idolize, right? So for me, it's always been Quincy Jones, right? So for me, like, the genesis of music is based on fusion, right? So being a student of fusion and understanding jazz at a young age and understanding hip-hop at a very young age, it's just a natural love for it. It allows me to see, you know, music as a feeling opposed to a genre, or this is country, this is rap, this is reggae, right? I see it as a feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The single that you have from the new album called Carnival Volume 3, Road to Clefication. Clefication, I think in part has to mean this incredible array of, it's almost sound design elements that you use in the tunes that you write.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the term clefication came from a DJ by the name of Avicii. And, you know, they're, like, younger than me, but I'm, like, the human application to music. So they, you know, they mostly use the laptops, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, I play all the instruments and all that. So whenever they want me to, like, add some sauce to what they do, they're like, yo, Unc, man, give us some of that clefication, you know?
Meaning real instruments, right?
Yeah. So it's just so funny because we're in a new generation. Two records we had just came out. One's called My Girl, and the other's called Hendrix. Hendrix had developed a new sound called Acoustic Trap, and that record I attributed, like, to Jimi Hendrix. When we was in the trap in the hood, you know, the devil had two cards out. He was like, choose music or choose drugs, you know? And I chose music. Thank God I was practicing Jimi Hendrix in the basement, because that kept me away from what got my cousins locked up.
I chose music, my homies chose, yeah. Some of my ballers chose the NBA. Cuz was on the block when the gang bang. Funeral parlors making all the change.
Yeah. When my cousin got his first tech, I was playing Jimi Hendrix in the basement. All I wanted to be was a rock star, and all he wanted to be was an Escobar.
You got into the political realm, you know, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you ran for president of Haiti. Do you still, you know, aspire to political position at some point in the future?
The idea of, like, running for president of a country, right, and you being an artist, think about it for 1 second. It's pretty insane, right? Because what happens is you have people who spend their entire life that are studying poli-sci, right? And the whole thing is they're supposed to be within these positions, right? But we're in situations where the artists have to step up. The musicians have to step up, right? Because the system that was set up to protect us at times no longer do that. So I ran for president of Haiti because I knew that the corporate interests would not be beneficial to the people. I knew that the trade policies would not be beneficial for the people. The lesson that I definitely learned from that was, in moving forward, I definitely will continue my social obligations, but that's for the world. Like, whether if it's for Haiti, whether if it's Tibetan freedom, Fuji's is short for refugees. We've constantly fought for that. But after the experience that I had in Haiti, I've realized, right, to move third world islands forward, or third world countries, it's going to take social entrepreneurship, right? So you're going to need, like, big banks who so-called have a social responsibility and an interest to start investing in human capital in these different ghettos, in these different slums, you know? And that's not just for Haiti, brother, man. That's for the... Yeah. That's for America, that's for Africa, that's for Brazil. We, in America, we send money back home to make sure that they're better, right? So we can also challenge these institutions to use their social obligation to actually invest in the youth of these different countries.
What are your thoughts on the Black Lives Matter movement and the current climate of mistrust and anger between communities of color and law enforcement?
I really want people to understand, right, because I have law enforcement in my family, right? And even I have been subject to the police stopping me. And the way that they talk to me, my brother, it's insulting, right?
Because and it's an experience that black men have been having in this country for a long, long time.
You have to understand, the majority of police is good. Is it really a police problem or is it really an institution problem, right? And I think the problem starts off with institution. Because with an institution, we have courts set up, right? And we have judges set up, correct? We have lawyers set up. And we have laws set up, right? Why is there always a loophole? So when wrong is done on behalf of the men in blue, they just walk as if it's normal, right? This is not a now time. It's been happening since the days of lynching, right? Remember one time, it just looked like lynching was just normal to the public. You understand?
Sure.
So what happens now is because of so many executions and so many law enforcement not being held accountable through the institutions that we vote for and we put in place, right, it almost seems like normalcy. We do believe in respect and we do believe in equal rights and justice, right? So the actual idea of the Black Lives Movement is something that I will always support naturally, right? I have a song, right? I say, if your life matter, his life matter, her life matter, then why can't black lives matter? You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, Wyclef Jean, it's really great talking to you and look forward to hearing you play your job tonight. And, you know, all the best to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, bring your dancing shoes, baby.
Wyclef Jean headlines the opening night at Artscape tonight at 7:30 on the BGE main stage at MICA. The 35th anniversary edition of Artscape gets underway officially in about a little more than an hour. We've got a link to the app and to the complete schedule at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill, with production assistance from Lauren Ferguson. Shane Raphael is our intern. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday morning on Maryland Morning, a conversation about the effects that cuts in funding in transitional housing are having. We'll also have a preview of the Republican Convention, which gets underway on Monday, and a review of the Contemporary American Theater Festival with our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor is up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great time in Artscape, and have